Well, I'm in the studio today, and we're going to talk about democracy dollars. I'm here with Marianne Mestis, Kayla Herring, and Liberty Kinsel, and I'm going to bring up their mics and say thank you for being with us on Women's Focus.
Hi, thanks for inviting us.
Well, as I said when I did the introduction of the show, KUNM did a good story on democracy dollars that I heard on the news. It was Marisa DeMarco who did that story. But I had more questions after hearing it. So let's talk about how this is going to work and what it's all about. I understand that the idea is to get more people to be able to run and to sort of get more support for candidates, more public support. But why don't we start out by saying what democracy dollars would do, and then we can talk about how they would do it. And then I can tell you the concerns I have. Who wants to start?
Sure, I'll start. My name's Marianne Mestis. I'm a member of Inclusive Democracy New Mexico, and we're a local group based here in Albuquerque that works for a fair and inclusive democracy here in New Mexico. And a lot of the members of our group helped to get democracy dollars on the ballot in the first place. But basically, as you have stated, Susan, democracy dollars would be coupons that are worth $25. And democracy dollars is kind of set up as an enhancement to the current public financing system that we have. So it's really set up to be complementing the current public financing system that we have, but also to give voters more of a say in where those public financing dollars go by giving.
Okay, that was one question or something I wanted to be clear about, that we already have a public financing system and this wouldn't take the place of it, or it would just help it out.
Yeah, exactly. It would just help it up. Because currently, you know, our public financing system was set up in 2005, and candidates who are running for city council or the mayor's office have the opportunity to qualify for public financing. And when they do that, you know, they commit not to taking funds from special interest or corporate money, and instead to run a clean election where they're actually talking to the voters in their district and to their future constituents if they were to be elected.
Because they have to do something before they could get the, they have to have raised a certain amount of small donations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so candidates have to get 1% of the constituents in their district. They have to get petition signatures, and then they also have to get $5 qualifying contributions, which get added to that fund.
Okay. So what exactly would you say that it would bring people more into the operation, sort of? It would make voters be more involved. But why would that happen?
Yeah, so democracy dollars is a great way for people to get involved. So currently the donor class is made up by people who are in more of a wealthy stance, probably more white ethnicity. So what we want to do is make the community feel like they have a voice in their community. So Albuquerque is super diverse, which is a beautiful thing. What we'd like to do with democracy dollars is to make sure that that beautiful voice is heard, because it's essential to creating a democracy that feels like it's inclusive, it's accessible to everyone, no matter their race, their ethnicity, their age, their socioeconomic standing. So the reason why democracy dollars intends to kind of promote the voices of the community is so that we have a voice in what we're trying to do.
Okay, but how do candidates get the money now? Who decides how much money they get and when they get it and who gets it?
Sure. So people can contribute to candidates. These candidates have to go out to the community and have a dialogue, kind of promote the issues that they want to put into motion. So candidates who are running for electoral offices, such as mayoral or city council, will have to go out to the community, talk to their constituents, try to get them to, I guess, encourage them to donate to their campaign by asking for their democracy dollar voucher.
Well, that is if it passes. Mm-hmm. But currently, if I want to run and I say I want to have publicly qualified dollars, who decides when I get those dollars and how much I get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the county clerk, so after you turn in all your petition signatures and your $5 qualifying contributions, the county clerk's office goes through those. They verify that the people donating and the people who have signed are actually in your district, because it doesn't really work if you're in District 2, but all your signatures are from like District 5 or District 6. So they actually want to make sure that you have support from the people living in your district. Mm-hmm. And if you qualify, then you get a dollar from... So you get a dollar for every registered voter in your district. So, for example, in District 2, which is the downtown area, the North Valley, part of Borales, I believe those publicly financed candidates get $43,000 for their campaign that they'd get from the county clerk's office. And they have to report regularly on like how they're spending that money. So, and the county clerk actually puts that on the website, so it's pretty transparent. Okay. You can go right now and see what the candidates are spending. Yeah.
Okay. Under the new system, I could decide to be a publicly financed candidate, and if I couldn't interest anybody, then I could not get any money. I could just not get anything, right? I mean, if this passes.
Yeah, so...
Well, right now, so if you don't qualify for public financing, then you don't qualify and you have to find a way to raise other funds. But for example, there are city council candidates who don't want to do public financing and who choose to take money from individuals and from special interests and corporations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I could do the original work of getting enough signatures and getting enough $5 contributions and then not interest anybody else after that, and so I wouldn't get anything. Isn't that true?
Yeah, so I guess that is definitely a possibility, but I think that is what puts the power into the hands of the people. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to represent your district and you're choosing a public financing option and you're going door to door and talking to the people that you would represent, if they don't see you representing them, then yeah, maybe you don't get those democracy dollars. But that's what this sort of is about, is allowing the constituents that you would represent decide if you're
That would be a good message.
Yeah, yeah.
There is another place that has already passed this, right, and has some experience with it.
Yeah.
Does someone want to tell me about that?
Yeah, so Seattle, I'm not sure what year it was. It was a few years ago. Seattle implemented democracy dollars for their local elections. And I first heard about democracy dollars on, I think it was the NPR Planet Money podcast, where it talked about people who normally wouldn't jump into the race. I believe there was a renter, you know, in a city like Seattle, a renter, you know, jumping into the race for in such a huge city is a big deal. And so there were more people who were able to be more competitive with some of the other city council candidates who do raise a lot of money from development businesses and corporations in Seattle. And there were people like that renter, I don't remember his or her name, but they had a lot of community support because they were, you know, really down to earth and they really cared about affordable housing and transportation issues. And that really resonated with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's been known to work. How do I get, as a voter, how do I get my certificate?
So if this were to be passed, the county clerk's office would send the $25 democracy dollar coupon to your home.
To where I was registered.
Yeah, so where you're registered to vote. And for whatever reason, if you moved recently or, you know, and you haven't updated your voter registration, then you could go to the county clerk's office, give them your name and information, and then they would give you a democracy dollar coupon. And it's tied to you as a voter, so only you could use it.
Okay. One of the things that I've been thinking about as I've been thinking about this happening is I lose things a lot. And, you know, I put them in a pile in my house someplace. And I can imagine I wouldn't want to make a decision with the first person who declares or the first person who comes to my door. I'd want to hear from the rest of the candidates. So I wouldn't want to say, oh, okay, you can have my certificate. I'd want to save it. And then I would probably lose it. So, it's going to take a lot of kind of paperwork or a lot of sort of paying attention to things, I think.
Yes, definitely. I think so. And, you know, like Inclusive Democracy New Mexico and other groups in the state, you know, are prepared to do the work to really educate voters and, you know, tell them about the value of democracy dollars if they don't already know, and really try to prepare people so that when they do see that coupon in the mail, you know, they don't throw it away or put it under all their store flyers or.
Yeah, because you could that could happen easily, I would think, if you weren't ready for it. Mm-hmm. So is that the kind of thing that you've been doing in order to be prepare for the vote, is letting people know about it?
Yeah, so many organizations, including the ones here today, and organizations like OLE and Working Families, Inclusive Democracy New Mexico, and Planned Parenthood, which is the organization that I'm with, have been out knocking doors all over the city, letting people know the great opportunity that Democracy Dollars is to bring more people into Albuquerque's donor pool and our candidate pool. And people have been extremely excited about it.
That was going to be my question. They like it?
Yeah, they're super excited. So my hope is that that excitement will translate over when people have this option to have another way to participate in our democratic system. So they won't just see it as another coupon or another piece of mail, but it's like part of their voting process. People, like in Colorado, they have mail out ballots and people don't lose those. So I'm hoping that they'll be as excited for getting their democracy dollars as they are to like receive their ballot.
Okay. And once you give out your coupon, then can you give money also? Or what? How does that work? Does the candidate say, I'm only going to accept coupons? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, so publicly financed candidates can't take private donations.
Okay. Once you get your $5 donations, then you can't take anything.
Yes.
Because I thought maybe if it was just a small donation, you could take it.
Nope.
Okay. Let's go back over the organizations that are supporting this, that are working on it.
Yeah, so Inclusive Democracy is one of them. There's a whole coalition that's kind of, you know, has been working on the Democracy Dollars process for the last couple of years. It includes New Mexico Working Families Party, OLE, Common Cause New Mexico, and many others. Kayla or Liberty, do you have?
I think one of them is Demos.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. It seems like this is a sort of a big idea to get across to people. I can understand their being enthusiastic, but it seems like it might take a little while for them to get in with it. And it may be that it would have to be on the ballot a couple of times before people really get used to it or really get behind it. Or am I being too negative?
So Planned Parenthood was not one of the organizations that's been working on this for many years, but we joined the coalition a few months ago because we love getting out and knocking doors and talking to voters, and we saw this as a really amazing opportunity to increase civic engagement amongst our membership and our patients and the people that we represent in the community. And the experiences that we've had on the doors have been so positive. We knock doors, we're in our pink shirts, we say, Democracy Dollars allows you to give public money to your favorite candidate and to increase the amount of diversity in people running for office. Like maybe one day, like one third of Americans who have been to Planned Parenthood, maybe one third of our elected candidates will be Planned Parenthood patients. And people love that. All of our canvassers have different stories and different backgrounds, and we ask them to use those on the doors. So if you ride your bike to work or you rent your apartment, you bring that into your story and you say, people like me can run for office, students and things like that. And people have been super excited. They've had some questions, you know, similar to yours, like, what if I lose it? What do I do? What if I move? But overall, people really support an inclusive democracy. And I think being able to have options for them, they're really getting behind.
I was thinking that maybe they could also do it online so that you could sort of save it online someplace and then you wouldn't lose it. But, you know, maybe that's too exclusive because not everyone is online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Seattle has a process established for, you know, when people lose their coupons. I think in Albuquerque, voters would be able to go to the county clerk's office and let them know, and then they'd probably, you know, check the record to see if it's been reimbursed or, you know, anything like that. So I think a lot of these processes will kind of get worked out. I worked on the ranked choice voting campaign in Santa Fe in 2018, and we're doing a lot of voter education and engagement because Santa Fe finally implemented ranked choice voting after 10 years after voters voted to use ranked choice voting for local elections. And we're hearing a lot of, only 10 years. And we're hearing a lot of people saying, you know, this is too complicated. It, you know, voters won't understand. Like, there'll be long lines at the polls and it'll just hold everything up. And we really saw that. You know, I was one of the people helping to do voter education and engagement, and it really takes a conversation, and voters understand. So I think sometimes we underestimate some of these things, and we just have to sit down and make the time to talk to folks.
Okay, so you were just talking about the effort to get ranked choice voting that happened in Santa Fe, and to just to make sure that everyone is clear about what we're talking about, this is an effort that's in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the ballot in Albuquerque. Is it going to be Bernalillo County, or is it going to be the city, or which one of those?
It'll be the city of Albuquerque.
Okay, city council. Yes.
Yep.
And not even county commissioners. No. Although I bet if it works that it would sort of spread out later on and get on the ballot in Bernalillo County too.
Could be the hope,
Okay, we have to sort of wrap this up because we have other interviews coming up. So once again, let's go back over who is behind this, who's working on it, and what it would do, why we need it. Can someone sort of sum that up?
So Democracy Dollars is a ballot initiative that we will be voting on starting today with early vote through November 5th. It's named Proposition 2, and it's on the back of the ballot. So make sure you flip your ballot over when you're voting.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, another thing.
Flip your ballot.
Oh,
and what it does is it allows Albuquerqueans to have more say in our democratic process, to participate as an increased donor pool rather than just the wealthy elite in our city, as well as gives opportunity for people who might never think they could run for office to have the opportunity to do so to represent their communities.
Do you know what we didn't say that everyone is going to be wondering? Where does this money come from? We better say that.
Yeah, so in 2005, the city voted to establish an open and ethical elections fund because voters are really sick of having a lot of out-of-state corporations and special interests meddling in local elections and donating thousands and thousands of dollars to candidates. So we've had that fund since it was established in 2005, and it's only used for public financing. It can be allocated to any other issue or cause. And every year, a tenth of 1% of the city's budget automatically gets allocated according to that referendum. So right now, we have a surplus of money, and this is why this is where Democracy Dollars came from, because we have, you know, all this money that needs to be used more efficiently and more effectively. And what better way than to give it back to the voters to, you know, have a say in where those public financing dollars go.
Okay. So this just gets voters more involved, but it's money that would be spent anyway. And it's not coming from anyone's pocket except as in a normal way that you support the city.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. And I will say one more thing, something that's come up. I've also been canvassing and knocking doors, spreading the word about Democracy Dollars and aka Proposition 2 on the ballot. And earlier this year, the state of New Mexico, the state legislature passed same-day voter registration. So here in Albuquerque, people who aren't registered to vote or who need to re-register at a new address or whatever it is, they can go to the county clerk's office and re-register or register for the first time, mm-hmm. or they can register at any of the early voting sites. So that's really important because there's no longer that 28 days before the election.
Yeah, it is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you just need to bring your New Mexico driver's license, or if you're a student, your student ID, and then proof of residence.
Okay.
The city.
So that's going to make a big difference in what's happening. As you're going door to door, are you going to only registered voters, or are you going to other people who might want to vote in order to get them involved in this effort? who are you targeting?
Yeah, so at Planned Parenthood, we're just talking to residents of the city, whether they're registered to vote or not. And we have some amazing flyers that one of our partners made that explain the process of how to same-day register early vote.
So you're talking about that, too?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. And let's make sure that everyone realizes, as I understand it, a candidate wouldn't have to take these dollars. You could, if you wanted, just go the regular route and get your friends to give you money.
Yes. Yep.
Right? And in Seattle, has that prevented that? Has that stopped happening? Or do they still have a mix of candidates? Do you know?
Yeah. After the democracy dollars, they have noticed a more wider pool of donors. So before it used to be just the wealthy elite, but now it's widened up and it's kind of, in a way, leveled out the playing field for people to get involved and truly just go for running as a candidate.
Okay, but do some of them still just go in with their own money if they want to?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Liberty, tell us again why you think this would get more people of color involved and who exactly this would sort of bring into the fold.
Sure. So I can attest to my own, like, personal background as a Native American woman. You know, I feel like we're a minority in a lot of the ways that we're represented in either government or even just in policymaking. So I feel like people who are underrepresented can have their personal values kind of amplified, also their own concerns, because every community is different and we all have different kind of needs. We all have different kind of ideas for how we want to see our government. And I feel that people of color, especially myself, who feel that they're sometimes ignored or sometimes their opinions are undervalued, I feel like this is a great opportunity to kind of bring forth and inspire people to run for candidate, no matter what background you come from.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you for sharing it with us. And I'm so pleased to hear that you're getting good reactions at the door. That's wonderful. Did you want to add? You looked like you wanted to add something.
No.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being with us.